discussing the issue of when you have the tarobas, the chametz, and it's not a classic tarobas in the sense of a little bit of chametz fell into a big pot soup, a little bit of chametz like a dough fell into a big thing of dough of kosher Pesach. Rather, what we call the yavish b'yavish. If you have three loaves, and two of them we know for fact are matzah, and one of them we know for fact is chametz, and now I can't tell which is which. Three matzahs, two of them are Pesach matzah, and one of them chametz matzah. I can't tell which is which. So what's the din? So should we apply the principle of kol tarku l'chol chad b'trei batel? If the majority is that it's yavish b'yavish, majority of the pieces are kosher, and therefore I can eat them. So I say, no, this is also included in the chumra of chametz b'pesach asa b'mashu. So we left off last week, we quoted it was a major machlokes in Rishonim. Most of Rishonim seem to say that it is a problem, the Rosh says it's not a problem. Again, back and forth, back and forth. We try to see within the Gemara and Avodah Zarah what the indication was in terms of that shadow. And at the very end of the Shia, we came to the realization that when you have a situation where Bittul will apply, so let's say, for example, even by Chometz, Yavish B'Yavish, according to the Rosh, or even according to the other Rishonim, it's not by Chometz, let's say it's Nevela, two pieces of meat. Two of them are kosher, one of them is treif, and everyone agrees, the ma'aseh chametz treif batel. So what does that mean exactly, chametz treif batel? Chametz treif batel means that you have to now take one of the three and throw it into the garbage, or ma pitam, where did that come from? Never heard of such a thing. So Rashi, in ma'aseh avodah zarah, in the sugya of chametz pesach v'mashu in avodah zarah, so Rashi has a comment that even in a situation where it's batel, again, we don't know what the case is, either it's chametz, mixur, whatever it is, but even in a case where it's batel, says Rashi, you have to take one piece and discard it. That's not negotiable, says Rashi. And the Rosh, in the sense of Avodah Zarah, said, never do such a thing. Where does it say, Vishnev, you have to discard it? Why, where did that come from? So at the very end of the Shia, that's what we pointed out, that the Rosh seems to be correct, because Rashi, L'chor is against the Fresh Mishnah. I say L'chor, because it's not going to be, but L'chor is against the Fresh Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's a difference between the tarobas of Orla and the tarobas of Truma. You have the Orla, the prohibited fruit the first 3 years gets mixed in. So then there's a Shia Bittul. The Shia Bittul for Orla is Echad v'Masayim, 1 in 200. Where that came from was another story, not for now. The Shia Bittul is 1 in 200. The Shia of Bittul for Truma is 1 in 100. So the Mishnah compares and contrasts and says, in a situation where you have the sufficient Shia for Bittul Orla, Ein Tzarech L'Harim, there's no need to take any of the Orla, supposed Orla, out of the Tarobas and discard it. But when you have a bittul for truma and b'meya, then oila b'meya. Then you have to take a piece out and give it to the kohen. What's the difference? So the Mishnah says the Yerushalmi to the Mishnah. The reason is the gezla shevet, that even though in terms of this is the heter, the echem b'meya is bottle for truma, it's still not nice to the kohen got cheated. So just to make the kohen, I have to make sure the kohen has dinner tonight. So we give him a token, 100. We make believe that's the truma, but in terms of hilchos yeradeya, there's no need to do that. Therefore, since there's no need to do that in Yeradeya, therefore in Orla there's no need to do it. So in Truma there's a special dibbit for the Atzmon, Begezla Shevet, to ensure that the Kohen gets what to do to him. But in terms of Yeradeya, it really doesn't make any sense to take a piece and to discard it. So that's what the Rosh has against Rashi. But Rashi telling us a story that when you have a Tarot, you have a tray, you have to throw a piece out. Or what would Rashi say if you have a Tarot, you have a tray, chametz? If you would hold that, it's bottle, the rub, you have to throw a piece out. They said, throw a piece out. You only have to throw a piece out. You only have to give a piece out, take a piece out, or the Truma. Never heard of anything else. So the Rosh had a powerful question against Rashi. So in order to understand this Rashi, in order to understand what's going on in the Sugya, so we have to begin to analyze conceptually what is the point of contention between Rashi and the Rosh. What would we have said? I have Bittul, I have the Parsha of the Chumash HaKaram Mahatos, and does it make any sense at all to insist on discarding a piece? What would we say? That's made, forget the Rishonim, forget the Mishnayos, just based on what we know a little bit about Bittul, does that make any sense? Every time I miss, like, Kapaskin, then it's Mutter. Does it make any sense to throw a piece so, what does that touch on? It touches on what the essence, what the nature of Bittul is all about. The Chiddush HaTorah Rambam, Bittul B'Rayim. So, Yesh Lach, or one could raise a final question, what is the essence, what is the nature of Bittul? Is Bittul Berov basically a sfeikis type of halacha? It's one of those many, many Kali HaTorah that how to address doubtful situations. We have so many of them. We have Eidim, we have Eid Echot, and we have Reis, and we have Chazopas, and we have Koros, and then we have different kinds of Chazopas, then we have the Nimonis, Muxos, and Murakam. We had a list of mile long, a whole Sheish Shmaitzah worth of different Kolim as to what to do when you have sfeikis.
Pitomarav is another klal. After all, I have some kosher meat, some treifer meat. I don't really know what's going on here. I take any given piece of meat, I'm not really sure what to do. So if not for the chiddush hazeh, not for the Torah holding my hand and saying, you can rely on the Pitomarav, I would have said that, maybe speak to Rashi before, no, I'm not sure. So cook the Torah Kadosh and says, it's okay. You can rely on the Rav. The odds are you can take a piece of meat. Don't worry about it. You're okay. You're home free. But it's basically Vur Nuchas Fekis. Is that the pshat in Bittul Barov? Or maybe we can come up with a totally different pshat. What's a totally different way of learning Bittul Barov? Oh, Bittul Barov means that Torah is telling us that the characteristics of this particular Chatzichot no longer exist. The Torah is telling you that what used to be chazer is nishkin chazer. You thought chazer means something that comes from a pig. That's only part of your chazer. It's something that's also the issa chazer. So if the Torah says that those characteristics of chazer can be removed, then everything's going to prove an asur. Bittul Barov is a mechanism that removes characteristics from something. It's not a bit of sfeikus. We're not addressing what they are. This is not the role of statisticians. This is the role of the realm of halacha. The halacha dictates that which used to be asur now becomes a davar mutar. It lost its characteristics of isur. So those are two very, very different understandings. L'chora, if you go down the first route, that Bittul Barov is nothing more than just a response to sfeikus. So one can argue that even though it's true that min ha-Torah, Bittul Barov means that, well, it's mutter, and you can take whatever piece you want and call it a day, and you can rely on the statistics working in your favor. But I can begin to understand why Chazal weren't comfortable with that. I can begin to understand why Chazal said, you know, this looks very, very fishy. Because even though it's true, I mean, we all know that min ha-Torah we have a rov, but with the Rabbanon, perhaps Chazal instituted that it would really make a lot of sense for you to take a piece and almost symbolically toss it out. Symbolically discard it. Why? Because that makes it even better. That means the sfeikus, the odds are now even better in your favor. If it used to be, maybe and maybe no, it's a chiddush haTorah, you have a robe, the sfeikus, it's a suffix lakula. But if you take a piece and discard it, it almost makes it like a sfeikus. Like maybe the piece that was really the problem was discarded, so it's not even here altogether. And even if it's longer that it wasn't, well, maybe the piece that I'm eating is the okay piece. I mean, they're very, very watered down snakes maker. But maybe that's the notion. So I'm not saying, I don't mean to present that the requirement to discard a piece is in deraisa. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that on a love of deraisa, the understanding, the longest, the bira dover of Bittul Barov is based on fake, is based on statistics, so with the Rabban it would make sense to insist on throwing out a piece. But if on the level of the Araisa, the notion of Bittul is based on Isn't Ebachmiel's head there, what are you discarding a piece for? What are you gaining? You're just throwing a piece of meat to the dogs? For what? What's the goal? How is that changing anything by throwing a piece to the dogs? Anyway, we're not playing the games of the odds. We're not playing, we're not gambling. We're simply saying Isn't Ebachmiel's head.
First case, what is wrong with the following statement? I have two kosher, one non-kosher. I throw out one. I threw out a kosher. So now I'm left with one of two. How do I make things better?
No. We already, min ha-Torah, we're already paskin the shayla. We're already paskin the shayla once the Torah happens. It's three. The Torah says, well, not that you can eat a piece of meat. That's not a problem. With the Rabbanon, it looks a little bit fishy. So with the Rabbanon, we're going to tell, you know, a guy's thinking, he's smirking a little bit. He's thinking, the rabbi just told me I'm allowed to eat treifas. So we said, no, the rabbi didn't say you're allowed to eat treifas. The rabbi said that, Eina Chadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takola Yoncha, the stomach, the one that you discarded, the stomach, that was a treifon. So with the Rabbanon, it looks a little bit better.
So same argument, Hashem will protect me if all three are there.
I just threw it in for good luck. It's on a level of different. It looks a little bit better. It looks less blatantly usar. Somehow when I sit down and I am looking, and I know that I have three pieces in front of me, I know one of them is Mamash Chazer. I just can't tell which is which. And for me to somehow let me eat that, you know, the Leif Sholem, that bothers us. So if you discard one, then, well, we didn't even discard it in the first place. Well, maybe you locked out. You're right. Maybe you're locked in or locked out, whatever you want to call it, and you end up with the odds are against. So it doesn't matter anyway, it's mutter. Because from the minute of the Torah, it's mutter anyway. So, again, this idea of the Mechlekes Rashi and the Rosh seems to depend upon, in terms of lomdus, what bittul is. Again, they're not Torah, nobody's going to agree, nobody's going to insist you have to throw out a piece. But with the Rabbanon, it makes sense if you understand a certain dimension of bittul.
if the concern is appearances, then it's the same concern, even if you say everyone could be maskim in a Torah. Is or nefachlis?
You mean the throwing out with the Rabbanon is just psychological, so it's a game. But for the Balabatim, we didn't learn your day, so maybe, it could be. It's possible. We'll see in a moment what the Rush says. We'll see in a moment. If this is the case, that the requirement of throwing a piece out is rooted in the notion that Bittul is not really is an epoch of Heter, we have now a beginning of an answer to Shitas Rash. Why is that? So we present there almost like two extremes. What is Bittul? Is Bittul Bittab Sofer? Bittab is an epoch of Heter. Could one answer the question by saying that they're both true? That there are elements, there are aspects of Bittul that are, number one, in the world of Sfeikis, and number two, in the realm of Issei Nefesh V'Yosef. How can we play such a, how can we walk such a tightrope? We say, well, whatever you want Bittul to be, I'm going to tell you what it is. What's the answer by saying? There can be two different scenarios of Tarevis. Some Tarevisim more lend themselves to Issei Nefesh V'Yosef. Other types of Tarevisim don't lend themselves as clearly to that, and we may have to fall back almost on the weaker type of Bittul. In terms of the strength of Bittul, isn't ever presented as much more powerful? That changes Mitzvahs, that changes the world. Sfeikis, a number games, and betting odds, that's a significantly less Koyach of Bittul. Could one argue as follows? Certain types of physical Tarevisim lend themselves towards isn't ever presented there? Such as what? What kind of a Tarevis could we envision? Just seems to be an isn't ever presented type of Tarevis. Alach, I'll tell you what, alach, alach. A little drop of nevela soup, got mixed into my pot of kosher soup. There is no way I'm ever going to be able to retrieve that drop. That nevela soup is gone. That little drop is gone goodbye. I'm never going to find. I'm not going to separate unless I'm a really good chemist. I'll figure out how to finagle my way around. That drop has been diffused. It's spread out. It's gone. It's history. That's very, very noted towards the notion of it's in that book. It's not much gone. So I'm not here anymore. I can't identify.
It has to be the case where it's not nice in Pan Bechlava.
Right, well, I just gave a case of Ro. I just gave Min Bamino.
Okay.
I'm sorry, because Min Bamino, I mean, it's like that now. Right. So a little bit of Nevela, soup fell into kosher chickens. Okay? So everything's Min Bamino. But if it's Yavish B'Yavish, what does Yavish B'Yavish mean? I have three salamis on the table. Two of them are kosher, and one of them is treif. It's true that right now the treif one is brought to the road because all the packaging and off, I can't tell the difference. But, Beinenu, each one is a gazunda salami. Each one is here. Each one is staring me in the face. Nebuch, I took the package off by mistake. But each one has retained this character. There's nothing changed. Nothing's changed in the laboratory. Nothing's changed in the chemistry world. Nothing's changed between the pieces. The Isra is Omer B'Isura, and the Het is Omer B'Teiro. The problem is, I as a Gabra have no idea which is which. So could one argue that a Tarevis of Lach B'Lach is much more likely to work in terms of lomdus and isin epach neosetter, whereas the tarovus of yavish b'yavish perhaps doesn't work that way. Perhaps yavish b'yavish works in the other way. What would we accomplish by this? So we said against course, we said that the only reason why some rishonim or Rashi and Zora claims you have to throw a piece out, that makes much more sense if you're ignoring isin epach neosetter. If you don't believe in isin epach neosetter, then I can begin to understand why mid rabban you have to discard a piece. But if you really truly accept that principle isin epach neosetter, or at least conceptual, at least in terms of pure law, it doesn't make any sense to discard a piece. So if I say, what's the answer to Shitas Rashi? Rashi stated in Maseches Menazara last week that when something is bottled the rov, you have to throw out a piece. But the Mishnah stated beferish not the way. The Mishnah says only by truma, not by horla. What's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah says only by truma, not by horla. The Mishnah doesn't say what it's talking about. The Mishnah says all it doesn't spell out whether we're talking about the tarovus of all the grapes or tarovus of
wine.
All the wine. By truma, no matter what it is, you have to give a piece to the Kohen. You have to give part of it to the Kohen. Why? Because you're giving the 100, giving that part of Truma to the Kohen has nothing to do with your Adeya. That's rooted in Chesh Mishra, that's rooted in Matnas Kehuna. Hilchas Matnas Kehuna dictates that with the Rabban, and you can't let the Kohen go hungry. So never you got to give the Kohen dinner tonight. So that crosses party lines. That's whether it's Tarevis, Yavish, Brok, Shalach, Falach.
So when the Mishnah says that, by the way, you don't have to discard a piece of the Orvatar of this, but you do have to give a piece to the Kayet, the Mishnah is not addressing Yavesh for Yavesh. The Mishnah is only addressing Lach B'Lach. So here's the Chachamim right. That's the answer to Rashi. That when you're in the Tarobos of wine, of oil, etc., you're in the Tarobos of Lach B'Lach. So that's what the Mishnah Orla is trying to highlight and say, that mitam yoredeya, it makes zero sense to throw a piece into the garbage, to throw part of the liquid into the garbage, because min ha-toyra, the tarobos is an emblem kicked in. So once the tarobos is kicked in, it's over, it's done, it's an emblem that there's nothing to do about it. With the exception of truma, but that's atzmaminus, atzgevz la-sheg, nothing to do with that time. But what would the din be, lu yitzuyer, that it was the tarobos of Yavesh B'Yavesh, what would it then be? So then, me ikra din of Yerodea. Even me ikra din of Rabban of Yerodea, you would have to discard a piece, even by Orla. And the Mishnah's not even talking about that. So the only way to salvage the Rashi is to say, Rashi's talking about tarobos of Yavesh B'Yavesh, which he happens to be, and the Mishnah's talking about tarobos of Lach, which we're hoping that in fact is the case. So l'chor, at least conceptually, we have Mahalach within Shittas Rashi. We understand something about Mechlokes Rashi and the Rashi.
But Lach B'Lach, Rashi would never conceive of throwing out.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense.
Throwing out.
But he's throwing out, it's had to go, right? Could, it's an episode of the set, right? But there's a standard Mahalach that we're going to give it, that's right.
Is that the case that Rashi and Rosh are not really coming?
Yes, they are. Because the Rosh argued the Rashi even by Yavish B'Yavish. The Rosh is 12 by Yavish B'Yavish, and that Rashi is wrong by Yavish B'Yavish.
Could you say that Rashi is almost invoking the concept of Brera?
But Breyer gets really, really tricky. Breyer is close. It's really, really tricky. We haven't had trouble with Bittel.
But again, according to Rashi, Yavish for Yavish, Issa Nefach Lehefter.
Rashi denies Issa. Rashi denies Issa Nefach Lehefter for Yavish for Yavish. Rashi holds by Yavish for Yavish, Issa is not Nefach Lehefter. That's right. The Rashi holds by both, and Rashi is Issa.
A few weeks ago, we were learning Darvish Yesh Lamatir, and we were learning a Rashi.
As we said, very in the Shialistic, is it right? It fits it a little bit nice into Rashi.
I thought it's a Kasha in the last Mahalach, that we're being Mahalach between Yavish and Yavish and Lach B'Lach. That seems to imply.
So it means by the Tarobos of Lach B'Lach, it should come out that there should be no problem with Darvish Yesh Lamatir. Unless you argue that Darvish Yesh Lamatir is Mamash works in its own world. That means even though it's true, it's an epic Yosef, it's all really nice, it's all very nice, very nice. But Im Kozet, still on level Durabon, does look right. Right. Okay, everybody say, let's take a look at a Rush. On the Maram comes, the Rush was at Chulin. Okay, on the Maram comes, it's Perig Zion, Sibyl Mama Zion. The beginning of the Sibyl Mama Zion. The Rush is commenting on, the Gemara said in Masech Chulin, that if you have a tarobos of gid hanosha mixed into a lot of other gid, it's very hard to tell the difference. This looks like a nerve, and that looks like a nerve. They all look the same. And never have a tarobos of a gid mixed into a lot of other gid. Or if you have a tarobos of a chatichas nevela, a big, nice slice of non kosher meat, and got mixed up to a bunch of other slices. So the Gemara said in the Seventh Chulin, That's a problem. Even though normally we say chad betray boto, but sometimes you have something which is a davar choshev, and something is a davar choshev, so it's not going to be boto. That's a chumah midrabanan. How do you define whether something is a davar choshev? So one way of defining it is a gid. An entire gid is a davar choshev. It's what's called a beria. A beria is like a whole entity, a whole creature, a whole being by itself. So the gid anosh is called a beria, and therefore it's not boto. Or if you have a chatichah ruin that's covered, a nice fancy slice of meat you would give to a guest, that's called something which is also the Vachosh, it's not bottles. These are Chumas mid Rabbanan that appear in the seventh paragraph of the Seder school. So comes the Rosh and says, V'davka gid v'chaticha. The only time we have these Chumas mid Rabbanan, that these kinds of things are not bottles, those are those kinds of things. Aval dover she'ein beria, something which is not a beria. V'loi chaticha v'nis kavin, it's not a fancy piece of meat either. Bottle b'raiv. So it's bottle b'raiv, like the Gemara says all over the place, chad v'trei bottle. Says the Rosh, v'afilu v'sid Rabbanan leika. So it's not only is there no Isidia Raisa, there's not even Isidia Raisa, there's no requirement of anything more than Raif. Little but Raif is all you need. Kiddamash Bach, it's a Raif from the Gemara. V'yei Ra, now the Rosh continues, it says, it would appear to me, Shemuta la'ochlan kiachas. He says, you can eat all of them together. So you have three pieces of meat. We know for a fact chemically, biologically, physically, that one of them has this mamish piece of nevela. The Rosh, you can eat all three of them together, one sandwich. So I state in the Rosh. Then he starts talking about other Gemaras, sidetracks a little bit now for us. Let's take continue on the Rosh. It's five lines from the bottom. He's explaining, going back to explain why this din is true. Aval chad b'trei b'davar yavesh, that which chad b'trei is bottom b'davar yavesh, the afilu midrabanan bottom, not only min ha-Torah, but he had arrived from the Gemara and called even midrabanan, deloy mishum sveika sharinan lei. He says the reason why chad b'trei is bottom has nothing to do with sveikas. When one fell swoop the rush in the Seder Chulin, just rejected one side of a Hagira, which is great, because that's exactly the side that we want him to reject. Says the Rosh, I'll prove to you that it's not based on Sveikis. The afilu ochel echada chada leka el echada sveikis. Sveikis derives from the Chumra. Says, if you eat one at a time, so it's still going to be the rules of Sveikis. If you're going with the rules of Sveikis, so then any time you eat one piece, you have a chance that you're violating the Nisad Deraisa. So you should say, Sveka Deraisa L'chumra. So he says, so what is Bittul Barayv? Ella, here's the punchline of the Rosh. Ella Mishum Digzerasav Kosovi, Dichsidach Riram Mahatais. Hilka Chad B'trei Botel, and the Rosh coins the phrase, V'nepach Isar Lios Heter, U'mutta La'ochlan Afilu Kulon Kiyachas. Zoi Shteit in the Rosh. Everything's had to gomer, finish, end of discussion. So it's clear as day that the Rosh in the sense of an Azara that we spoke about last week and this week's year, where the Rosh argues the Rashi, and the Rosh says, what are you throwing into the garbage for? Favos, why are you discarding a piece? What are you trying to accomplish by discarding a piece? Why is the Rosh of an Azara screaming at Rashi? Because the Rosh understood the whole nature of Bittul is Issa Nepach Miyosetter, and whenever it's Issa Nepach Miyosetter, what are you gaining? Mamar Viyach, Mahani Ladi, you're throwing the garbage. Lu Yitzuya, that the tzad that the Rosh rejected would have been correct, Mitam Safek, then we could have negotiated with Rashi. But since the Rosh in Chulin immediately rejected that view, he said it has nothing at all to do with Issa Nepach, with the Sveik, and therefore it's good to eat all three. The Rosh Lashitasa says there's no need to discard a piece either. So the two rushes of Mavish Lashitasa. But say, can somebody think of a practical, technical issue that could come up if you really follow this rush to its logical conclusion? It's going to be lead us into the next sugya, we'll probably touch a little bit on the end of the show today, hopefully next week. I don't think of a practical issue that could come up if you really honestly believe it's an epiphany center. So I have three pieces of one. I know for a fact to a kosher one is true. I walked out of the room, I got mixed up. I had to go, I can eat all three. I'm going to make a sandwich out of all three. What would you say about the following? What if I close my eyes, go into the fridge to get the bread to make my sandwich, and another piece of nevela falls in here? What do you think?
Four pieces now?
Four pieces.
Two and two.
Yeah, but if you already said no. If it's Isser Nepach Lios Heteros, you have three butter and now you have one Isser.
Then it's good. I'm with you so far. Okay?
Unless
and now and now another piece fell in. Now you have three Chazer and two Mutter. But then how much do you believe what you just said? What do you really have?
Four.
You have 4 to 1. Should I throw another piece in? Make it worse. That's why you're a doctor, not a mathematician, right? So, I don't know. Something is very, very fishy here. I got 15 pieces. 13 of them I know are absolutely trafe. And the Rosh just told me I can eat them all together because this is an epic meal after. If you really, truly believe what the Rosh said, then l'chur, you have to come to that conclusion. And guess what? The Rosh was not willing to come to that conclusion. So we have our work cut out for us, hoping that's going to be the next sugya. Why didn't the Rosh come to that conclusion? I'll tell you, just to give you a drop the ball now for a little bit, and put it on the back burner for a little bit later on. Remember the Rashba, Tom Kiker? The Rashba is the Kasha. How could there be a parsha in Terkel Tamtikar? What happened to Bittul Berayim? The same Torah Kedesh, the Ben Shom tells Meshav Echram Mahatos, and the same words he says, Chomishras Anav and Litin Tamtikar. How could it be a little bit of Chazah falls to Pedetis of Bitzos and Tach Bittul Berayim? That was the Rashba's Kasha. So at the time, we didn't even understand the Kasha, but the Rashba stayed this Kasha, the famous Rashba in the Seventh School.
Everyone remember the answer to Rashba?
How does Tam Kika override Bittul Berayim? There's only one way for it to happen. Well, it creates Nikur Issur. Remember the Rashba's Chiddush? The Rashba said that we thought Nikur Issur depends on the Fira El Seinayim. Kupta Lochin says in Tam Kika, linked in the Chiddush Atar Tam Kika, learned that from Tzukim and Nazir, etc., is this idea that the heker of food doesn't really matter what it looks like. I mean, that's part of it, but the real heker of food is what it tastes like. If you put out a beautiful, unbelievable spread, the shmos, the liskeval, a great, wonderful, and all the food tastes rotten, so you're not going to get any customers. If you put out good tasting food and it looks terrible, you find out that we've got some easy, but if it doesn't taste good, it's ikka chos minasari, for taste is not just a tangential part of food, that's the emes of ikka food. And therefore, in defining what's called nikra isser, says the Rashba, the halacha must take taste into consideration, and therefore, once you have tam kikar, the male it's nikar isa. Once it's nikar isa, there's no taroibis. Once it's taroibis, the bittul is bottle, and the male everything remains bisurai. That's the longest of tam kikar according to the Rashba.
So then comes the rush, even if it's 1 to 50, but it's tam kikar.
But there's no time here, that's the problem, because this is all minvamina. The Rashba still thought it was great when Chazal found the potatoes. I'm told that everything's time, everything's minvamina. So I have three pieces of meat. To whatever shechted, one
reason. It's you know, pork has to stay.
No. Don't forget the pork. The nevela. They're all from a cow. Two of them were shechted, and one of them, the shechted, made a mistake on. You have to have ruach hakodesh to know the difference. There's no taste difference. Now, who's going to tell me? Why is it that when you add on more pieces and the numbers start to get off a little bit, what just happened? Listen to this. Until 2 minutes ago, I thought that Nikra Isra was defined by my eyes. So 2 minutes ago, I told you Chiddush that Nikra Isra is also defined by my taste buds. Now I'm going to tell you a third Chiddush. Nikra Isra is defined by
statistics.
By calculator. Because I have to look at this mixture and say, if I count up the pieces and say, forget Danish, Danish 2 weeks of alignment. Because I told you, Issa Nepach Lios Hetzer, you really believe me. So the Rush says, yeah, it's true. It's Issa Nepach Lios Hetzer, Kol's mind is a tyroidus. The Issa Nepach Lios Hetzer doesn't really change. It's about a Metzias change. Come on, who are you kidding? Issa Nepach Lios Hetzer is in the base Spanish, it's not in the laboratory. So it's true, Kol's mind, that you have the background of tyroidus that's there. The minute the prerequisite of tyroidus is gone, once it's no longer Tarayves, so the male of the whole cloud is never going to head there, goes up in smoke, and the male of the Yisr is up in Gumkaimai. So, after Rush, that's what adding to the Tarayves does. Adding more Yisr, what the Rishonim use the phrase, Chayz of the Neir, that the Yisr comes back, wakes up, comes back to life, that's a Chayz of Mesim, that's based on the halachic principle of Nikra Yisr. That's an unbelievable Chiddush. Nikra Yisr is like sprouting wings now. We thought Nikra Yisr was. If I see it, that's nikkur. I can't see it, it's not nikkur. The Rashba's Bechadish and Tam Kikur is based on nikkur Isser. It's a parallel of nikkur Isser. The Rosh in Chulun is Bechadish that adding on to the Isser and knocking the numbers, now the numbers are no longer in your favor, they're against you, that's a gather of nikkur Isser, and that undoes the Tarabis, undoes the Tarabis, and the Bittul's Baltel. That's the only way the Rosh can explain. Otherwise, the Rosh is left to what he considers to be an impossible position. There's no way in the world the Rosh, that anybody under the sun can ever say that adding Isser is still going to be mutter. It can't be. The Rishonim say it. We'll get to it hopefully in the next thing. We'll see the Rishonim disagree with the Rosh. But even the Rosh was the biggest maker, whatever you want to call it, the biggest believer in Bittul, he was a Russian of Benazarin, a Russian Chulin. You don't have to throw out a piece, and you can eat all three pieces together in the same sandwich, everything. He was going out on a limb for Bittul, and now the Rush scales back a little bit and says, you know what? But when you add on more Isser, thus is Nikar Isser, and Nikar Isser is Bottle Ha Tarabis, Bottle Tarabis, Bottle of Bittul. But again, hopefully we're going to come back to this Rush a little bit.
Sounds like he's worried a little bit the status, I
think. No, he's not. No, he's nervous, but he doesn't want to hear about it.
He creates a new name, a new status of the century. The century has a new status.
It's called Issa Nepach Lios Hetzer, but only Kozman the Tarabis is Chal.
Right.
That's right. That's exactly what it is.
Why is it any more Nikar Issa than if you're having all three Vavasa Chat?
No, cold man that on the blackboard, I can point, I can say, I got two in the kosher column, one in the treif column. But if I go on the blackboard and I say, I got 59 in the treif column and two in the kosher column, I shouldn't give 59, it's too close to shishu. 39 in the treif column, two in the kosher column, you're going to tell me that's not nigger, that's a nigger eser also. So and the other Rishonim say, no, it's not called Nikrasim. It's not a taste of it. It's not even an eyesight. It's nothing.
So according to Rush, if you want to make this head string to base on Nikrasim,
right.
Because even though he has a Shein Heter, the Raisa, that it's you can eat it, but it still has a separate status.
Who said that? Who said that separate status affects base on Nikrasim? I have no idea. I don't know what that's
true. There's a chisorin in the item.
Yeah, you're right. It's not as yes and nebuchadnezzar as we thought it was. I mean, come on, believe you and you and me. How are we going to make it as nebuchadnezzar?
The equation.
He says it is a nebuchadnezzar. He really believes in it. Kolman,
no,
that's
not right. Because he, it's a,
but
it's
he's pre, a, but it's presupposed
because
it's
the head to the right. Not because
yeah, it's the
seer.
Right. That's right.
What do those words mean, by the way? I hate to ask about kasha, but in the rush, when you said is nebuchadnezzar. The halacha in the base of
Midrash
changes physical
matzias. No, there's no physical
matzias
here.
It's not kosher.
What makes it not kosher?
It wasn't shechted properly.
What makes that something I'm not allowed to eat? Why can't he say that it wasn't shechted properly?
So that's also halacha.
Because the Kiddush Baruch Hu said so. The Kiddush Baruch Hu said that, guess what? If you have two pieces and one does, the Baruch Hu says this is what.
So it wouldn't work by pork.
It would work by pork. It's going to be hot. And pork may not be.
That's right.
It's a different animal. No. So the Torah said you can't eat something that the Torah says is chazir. But the Torah says that this is okay. This is a kind of chazir lari. It's a nebuch. This is a mutadik chazir. It's a nebuch yosef.
Do we have other examples like this where halacha changes the matzias?
Yeah, sure. The Taz. It reminds me of the Taz. The Taz says on he quotes in Marashal. Marshall says that on Shemini Atzeres, you have to wait till it gets dark. Because if you can eat, and Shemini Atzeres would be on Yom, Gavah, what are you going to do? So to eat in the Sukkah with a bracha, you made Shemini Atzeres, eat in the Sukkah without a bracha. So Sukkah, so you're stuck, you have to wait. So the Taz, a long, long Taz, look at Shemini Atzeres, he asks against Marshall. He says, we go to our kindness on Klai Yisrael Chinam. Why did he make Klai Yisrael fast? Said you can't start Shemini Atzeres early. Nah, it's a little bit of overdoing it in terms of chinam. I mean, the mice, it's the end of Chodesh Tishrei. The guy probably gained a little bit too much over Yontif anyway. If I use a few extra pounds, but anyway. But again, the Taz had to come off with a strong kasha. He comes to Taz and says that the same Torah that says Vasukos Teish V'Shivas Yomim is the same Torah that says Tishpasu Shabbatchem Me'erev Ad Erev the Din of the Sefer Shabbos V'Yontif. So the Rebbe Shlom said, "It's if you have a kavu yontif, this is Shmini Atzeres. Who are you joking with Shmini Atzeres? The sun shone in Shmini Atzeres. It's the 21st day of Tishrei, not the 27th day of Tishrei. Yeah, but the Torah says, Me'er v'Erev, Tishrei the Shabbatchem. So the Taz says the same Rebbe Shlom who said the Sukkah is the same Rebbe Shlom who said it's a new day. That's the Taz kash. It's almost the same thing."
Perfect example, the story of Yom Kippur.
Yeah, right. So that may be not the best example because there is a special mamish exerus akosim. I should go something more dumb. That there it's mamish the based in incha el shel shel. There it's even the matzias is. I mean that is Yom Kippur. It's not pshat no meaning. That is Yom Kippur. The other day it's not Yom Kippur because that's all the whole conditions. Hayom is nigra bosal pshat the based even the pshat matos. Some of you may remember we spoke about this on one year when Achron Shal Pesach was on a Shabbos. It was last year. First day of Pesach, we had a Shabbos. So in Eretz Yisrael, so the last day of Pesach is Friday, and a person wants to Makabal Shabbos early. That's okay. A lot of Makabal Shabbos early. You don't have to go into Shabbos, it's perfectly okay. The guy's Makabal Shabbos early. Listen to this. The sun is shining. He's makabel Shabbos early, and a guy comes and brings him a challah. Can eat it or not? We spoke about it. No, we spoke about this. So, according to the Taz, I can't say it with a straight face, but according to the Taz, it sounds like it would be okay. Because what did the Taz say? The Taz said the same Torah that says Basukas Teishu Shivas Yom. It's over. It's not Shivas Yom anymore. You changed the day. It's now the next day.
Except, unless it's
not, no, what? The Taz says, as I remember, It's only Yom Shabbat. She wasn't by a Bailus.
Right. So the Taz says he doesn't say by Kriyashma, he doesn't say by Smira, even though it's a very, very difficult Taz, because the Taz himself says, so why do you say it by Kriyashma? And he doesn't say what you said. He says, well, but Krishma, you can wait a little bit to say Krishma later. But I didn't say Svira, well, you can count Svira later. It's a very hard
task.
Halacha, you're right. You're 100% right. Now, we pass, you don't do it. But guess what? The Taz did say it by the midst of Sukkah. Why? Because Sukkah is in Yonim of Yom Tov. Why is Sukkah more in Yom Tov than Yisr Chometz?
That's not a Yisr Raisa.
Conceptually, what's the difference? What is the difference between eating out of the sukkah and eating chametz? Again, I know the difference. I know one's karas and one's not, but conceptually, it's the exact same thing.
Because you could say with Shmini Atzeres that maybe it's baal tosif if you're going to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But who says you have to eat chametz after Pesach?
Nobody told me I have to, but I want to. I want a rabbi to tell me what day is today. Just help. Answer the question.
But if it was Shmini
Mahayom, today's Friday or Shabbos. But just
you,
answer the question.
But you wouldn't sit in the sukkah and make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres.
Once the all Klal Yisrael and once an individual. One, the whole Issur of Chametz is not just a mitzvah of himself and the Issur of himself, but all Klal Yisrael is us of Chametz.
So is the mitzvah derived of the sukkah stage she was young. The Taz just said, let's lead our chutzpah. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael. The Taz just told me that if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a Shana Rabba in the afternoon, it's an hour before Shkia, everybody else is still sitting in their Sukha, and I decide I want to start in Shmini Atzeres, I can go into my house and eat. And the Taz Chet Befeirish, there's nothing wrong with that. Right? I mean, you're sort of, he says, oh, you said that the Kishem Sh'am Ratayra Basikha Station is Yom, Chacham Ratayra, Mir Ben Eretz Yisrael. So I just want to know, why doesn't that carry on the Chometz? Maybe it does.
Because chametz is an isser in the chefsa.
It's like shave low tasa to eat.
These are all differences. You're right. They're all differences. I don't think any of the differences makes a difference. So you know why we don't have the shayla? We never think about the shayla. If chutzlars, it doesn't dawn on us the shayla. But you know what it dawns on us for the following? I can't appreciate it. Henry, you'll appreciate the shayla. I won't be able to appreciate it, but you'll be able to appreciate it. Then I'll tell you afterwards. Again, it's a chizit from you. I'll tell you in a second. Okay? This is the real Shiloh. No one in Chutz Lars hopefully is eating chametz on Achron Shel Pesach. But I know a lot of people who want to eat knedlach on Achron Shel Pesach. A guy is Makabo Shabbos early, and they're sitting down, if the Meyer, but it's a half hour before Shkia, and their wife serves knedlachs, can they eat knedlach or not? Is that Shvi Shel Pesach, or is that Achron Shel Pesach?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, come on. Oh, God, call Litva. Good enough for the... So there's a real shalom. So there with the chizuk I got. Got the chizuk. When I went to Menachem Mendel, so some of the women, it was like 2 weeks after Pesach. Some of the women, they were still talking about recipes. They were still talking about Pesach, like a broch, it's not a broch, what can you make? You can't make. Everyone was still talking. So I thought to myself, wow. I said, Madach, the women are still, they can't get Pesach off the radar screen. Halavai, if we had Yitzchus Mitzrayim like that, it's still 2 weeks after Pesach, we're still totally with Amun and Bitochen and Halavai, we just can't walk away from it. So we got a chazik. It was a chizik. But basically, get back to that story. So let's keep this Russia in the back burner, because we're going to need to talk for the next one. So basically, we're going back to the home of the Pesach of Asan. We happen to pass the chametz also based on the chametz based on the mashu. It applies even Yom Bishpiyavish against the rush, but the rush holds its mutter. And within other kinds of yisurim that have our bottle kind of dray, like other kinds of yisurim of Yom Bishpiyavish, so we still kind of left hanging. Well, should we do Rashi's version or throw this out? Should we do the rush's version and eat all of them? We weren't 100% sure what the deal is, but one thing seemed to be clear. That even according to Rashi, Yesh Gvul is over. That you have to differentiate between Yavish and Yavish versus Lach Lach. Now, even though the particulars of this distinction are only on the level of the Rabbanan, because the whole discarding a piece at worst is the Rabbanan, no one's going to say it's a Deraisa, but it's rooted in a Deraisa, the Kishayla, what is the nature of the Bittl? So it could be that we really have two different kinds of Bittl, learned out from the same Sukkim, Haram Mahatos, and somehow when it's Yavish and Yavish, it works down one way, and it's Lach Lach, it works a little bit different. Is there any nafkamin ladina even on level of deraisa from this? The fact that we look at different kinds of bitl, different kinds of tarobisim, two different types of physical tarobisim, two very different lenses in halacha, one through the lens of sfeikus and one through the lens of issa nefesh v'yetzer hara. So, one of the members of the Chubadin. Fascinating Kiddush is in Ebi Yehuda. It very, very much relates to what we're talking about. It's in Madura Tinyana, in Yerodea Simin Memhei. A little bit of a background. The Mishnah tells us in the Sechas Trumas that Eim Vatlin Issa L'Chatchila. One is not allowed to take a davar asur and throw it into taro. Let's say, I'm cooking up a soup, and I'm cooking up a big pot of a chicken soup, and all of a sudden I realize I got a few extra guests coming, so I'm scrounging around looking for another piece of chicken to put. I can't find a chicken, I have enough of chaza lying around. So I, you know, no big deal. I measure it, it's going to be buffalo anyway. So I throw a little bit of chaza in. See, now I do that. That's also do that in Vatlas of Achila. It's so also to do that, but if you did it, so then even with the Yemen, if you did it amazing, you're not allowed to eat it with the Yemen.
So to the person or to everybody?
That's also, again, the whole sugi is in the Gemara, for you, for somebody else, for the person you did it for, the whole sugi is in the Gemara.
It's a dinder abanan?
That's the multi-million dollar question. So the Mishnah says, aim of Vatlas of Achila. There's such a cloud, Gemara's in a few places, just aim of Vatlas of Achila. So we take a look at this Chuba Stein Yehuda. It's in Memhei. It's the fourth paragraph in the Chuba. It starts with Shlishis Ani Omer. Paragraph Shlishis Ani Omer. I found it on the Shlishis Ani Omer Davachadash within Levatel Esel Chachim. Or in Rashba the Iran Shekasu B'Shem HaTosvitz. There's a Rashi in Iran in the Sefer Chul that quote in the name of the Tosfos. We don't have this Tosfos. They had a lot of different Tosfos floating around. So they had access to a manuscript of the Bali Tosfos. Should be not Torah mut levatel es lechatchila. That Tosfos shita was is that the entire Isra of Eim Vatel es lechatchila itself is only a Derabbanan. So even if you're in Ochanami, if you ask Moshe Rabbeinu to take a little chaz and throw it in, he'd say, well, as long as you got the right amount of bitl, it's okay. And the Yashiv Sunim Zerov, Rishayim the Kosmo Kate, there's a whole reason why in the 7th Rav Chul why the Rishayim said that, but again, there's such a sheet that exists. V'yim Kate. Davka Dubya Dizro B'Sheila, Shazro Atzba Lo Nisbat L'Klal. He's talking about, give just the background, he's talking about a Nozir. When a Nozir brings a Korban, he brings a Korban Shlomim, and the Torah says that most of the Shlomim is not the Kachim Kalim, but this roa, the arm of the animal, of the El Nazar, has to go to the Kohen. It has the status of Kachin Kachin. So it's a very, very strange thing. Usually, you make up my mind, something's Kachin Kachin, Kachin Kala. So the El Nazar is a quirk that has little aspects of both to it. So the rest of the animal is Shlomim, is a Kachin Kala, even if Yisrael could eat it. But Kohen, Shulah Shema Kohen, Zroa B'Shel Ayel, is considered to be, this roa is considered Kachin Kachin. What makes it complicated is that the Torah says, Rav B'Sheilim, now you cook it all together. The question is, cook it all together, so then some of the tam of the Zroa is spreading into the rest of the meat. So how could Yisrael do that? So the Gemara's whole sugya, it's Bakhtu Rav, Bakhtu B'Shisha, Bakhtu B'Meh, a whole Chagadja in the 7th paragraph of the Sefer Chulin. So comes the Nebuchadnezzar and says, the reason why that's okay, Minat Torah, and that wouldn't be a violation of Eim Vatlas L'Chachila, how could the Torah tell you to do that? What happened to Eim Vatlas L'Chachila? Daf kadubit is rabbi shayla. She has ro atzmalon is bat laklal. V'nishu rabbi yisur lazar. V'haya v'nos da l'koin acha b'shula. The zroa is not becoming bottle. It's not that we can't find the zroa anymore. Rakatam dematik the zroa. The thing that's becoming bottle is the tam, the taste that's going out of the zroa. I'm cooking up an ayah with the zroa connected to it. So some of the taste of that zroa is going into the rest of the meat. V'nivlu b'shara ayah. Who should is bat? The tam shed is bapdil, l'nishimu is a klal. He says, when you have a bittel of tam, what kind of a tarobus is that? That's like a lach lach. You know, everything is dry, but the taste that's coming out, the oozing out of this roa into the rest of the meat, that's the worst as a lach lach. So that's why the Rashba Niran quote from Taisus, that's only midirabon rikra.
And it's not a tam shenika.
Right, zichrach b'nika, right, zichrach b'nika. Aval yavish bi yavish levatel isavu nisha be'en hu be'olam hu b'sura oimeg. But to take a piece of chazir and to take a piece of nevela and mix it and throw it into a basket, not to cook it, to throw it into a basket with two other pieces of meat, that the Isser is the Oimed, Shimiyabel Yobi Yomar, Shizu, Vihiya Chaticha Asura Re, Omid Isra Kodum. The Yoyan Ovi will come and tell us this is the trade for peace. It will be also Elakos Man, Sheim Akirin Isai, as long as we can recognize it, because there is a Kasach Ram Mahatmas. Yachopar Isra Bien, Vyogalach Zuru. Says the Navuda, how you talking? That the Torah would say you could take a piece of nevela and mix it in with two other pieces of kosher meat and throw it into a basket and call it a day? He says, Ech Epsher, Shadabah Shafil Racha Bittel, Im Yuka Ye Oslavato, Atabre, Ato Makirai. He says, now I'm accurate, I know what it is. How can the Torah say this to me? About Tama Nivla Bezekish and Ispatil, Ein Tam Ta, Ein Kan Tam Iser Klal, Bekevin Shed Ispatil, Ein Kan Tam Klal. So he says, only B'chiyai Gavda, it's Mutla Vata Lissa Lechat Chila, Min HaTorah. I can't read it either. So if you look at Mishayim, you don't see this. If you look at Mishayim, there is a running Machlekes Mishayim, but the prohibition of Ein Vata Lissa Lechat Chila is Nisa Dereis, Nisa Dereis. The Yehuda was the first one to say that there's a split. Sometimes the answer is the Raisa, sometimes it's the Rabbana. It depends on the nature of the Talmudis. So I say, what is the Yehuda really saying here? What the Yehuda is saying here within the Yisra Matlas and Mechila is exactly what Yechonon wrote with Das Rashi to explain why you have to discard a piece by Yavish B'Yavish, and there's no need to discard a piece by Lach B'Lach. The Mishnah Orla is not against Rashi. The Mishnah Orla is talking about Lach Balach. Lach Balach, what are you discarding for? So this is an Epochnil Sefer. It's only by Yavish B'Yavish where Min HaTorah it's not an Epochnil Sefer. It can't be an Epochnil Sefer against the Rosh. Min HaTorah, the Issus B'Mekoymi Oymeid, the Issus B'Mekoymi Oymeid, it's not really an Epochnil Sefer. Therefore, it could be you have to discard, possibly according to Rashi, and it could be Taka Sami Shem say you're not allowed to eat all three pieces. Taka Tesis Rib, the Baba Basa says he's not allowed to eat all three pieces, not turn against the Rush. And number three, it could be enough community that Batna Sakhil would be a Derais and Yavish B'Yavish. So Rabbi said, what we really have developed here is that not all Pitta Barov were created equal. That according to many, many possibilities in Rishonim, there's Pitta Barov of Yavish B'Yavish and throwing down one roof. And there's Bittul of the Rav of Lach Lach is going down a different route. One is invoking the principle of Issa Nepach Yosefter, that's Lach Lach, and one is not. The Rosh is the Bar. The Rosh is the believer, he's the strongest believer in Bittul. He thinks Bittul is always Issa Nepach Yosefter, but there are Rishonim, there are Achronim, who clearly disagree with it. So Rabbi said, this is all the roadmap. How do we get on to this whole second half of the Sugya? It's all a continuation of the first half of the Sugya, namely, what do you do when you have a Yavish B'Yavish Yavish and Chometz? Do you have to discard or not? So the answer is for us, it doesn't make a difference, because for us, the whole thing is us right away, because we pass it against the Rosh. If you would have held like the Rosh, there's no chumra, the Rabban of Chavis and Mashu, we understand you can cope with you have to discard or not. With the Don and Shukhanah, we pass in that it's us right away, so then for us, this shal is a mush. For my side, I now want to get into just a little, just touch the beginning, special surface of the next sugya. Is it really one sugya? As you've already noticed, the last three, four sugars, one sugar really leads right into the next. So very good. So I have this din called Chomis Bez Vasamash. Wonderful. Okay, that's the din. For whatever reason, and then you saw the different reasons why. Why is it that Chomis Bez Vasamash, either because of the Chomis, the Rishon Shmati, whatever the case may be. And if you remember, we gave an afghanina between two reasons. What if the Tarobis took place at Erev Pesach? Would we be concerned with Mashu and Erev Pesach? So we said that, well, it depends. If you hold that the whole reason for Mashu is because of Chum and Chometz, Chum and Chometz is linked to Karis. Karis doesn't kick in until Pesach itself. So we'd be okay. Erev Pesach, we wouldn't be so concerned. In the case of the matzah or the cookies from a couple of weeks ago, we wouldn't be so concerned on Erev Pesach. What if you go with the Rambam, Shin, Yadav, Shesh, Matir, and then you would have a problem? So comes the Rosh. Let's put it on the... I don't put it right, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's on page Kuf Chav Hei in the Rushes. Those of the old Rushes. Simon Hei. Second parak of Shani Simon Hei. The last word on the first column. Mamash, the last word. at the very, very bottom of the first column, Pishkul Kafei. The chometz mishay shalos lemala, chometz after 6 hours, ava bishalogit lamin atoira, even though the rush happens, all like the Rambam, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Echayav Malchus, I don't agree with the rush passes the Echayav Malchus, came to aim by Kores, Harukishari Sur, since it's not yet an Issa Kores, going to anybody, so therefore it doesn't have the chumras of chometz with Pesach and Mashu, so it's really like regular Yisurim, ubatu bishishim. Yeah, no, that's the second one, forget it, you have to find the Simon Hay. So the Rosh says, I got it according to the Rosh. Well, listen to this one. Umutter after Pesach, once the Tarov is replaced on Erev Pesach, we ask Kapaska that it's mutter, and now after the chlamar I could also eat it. Why? Kevush and his batel karim Pesach. Since it was his batel before Pesach started, which was good according to the Rush, that was okay, that sufficed to be batel b'shishim. Once the chlamar of the Shem had to be b'shishim, it remains mutter, even on Pesach, even though chomis for Pesach was a mashu, that's okay. Chomis for Pesach was a mashu under Rush is only when the Tarov is in place on Pesach.
It doesn't match up to the other part that we said, that if you knew, keep on adding to the...
We have a lot of things to talk about this rush. Let's see if everyone else agrees to this rush, and the answer is clearly not.
Does that only work because you have the Isser on Erev Pesach? If you didn't have the Isser on Erev Pesach...
Okay, would that be better or worse? Okay, that's another part of the discussion. Let's take a look. Put a Rambam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did they say which halacha was?
Yid Beis. Parash Dalet.
The Dalet Yid Beis. The Rambam's talking about different quasi kinds of chametz that maybe not as edible as regular. He gives you a few examples. We're not focusing on that right now. I want to focus on the last two lines in the Rambam, the Halachic base. V'yafapi she'ein bo min ha'chometz ela kol shehu. He's discussing a certain type of an item that has a little bit of chometz in it, a very, very insignificant amount. But it has chmashu. Mashu is already spelling trouble. Harez also li'ochlo. But it's not permitted to eat it. So we take a look at the Magid Mishnah, beginning of Halachic base. About the Mishnah comments in the Rambam, that what the Rambam just said is not some chush, but vubi gemara, the chomes of mana, when we mention learning the mashuk, which is not very galaf. This is just a restating of the regular din of chomes of mana, not the mashuk. But now when the Rambam Mishnah begins, the harbe mehag ge'oinim, kidas rabbein. There are many ge'oinim who follow the Rambam's view. Sha'afilu nis'arev kamazman karma pesach, osu yochma pesach. Even though it got mixed in before, yeah, the Rambam never told you when it got mixed in. The Rambam never said, oh, by the way, how come I see it got mixed in on Pesach? So the Rambam, the steamest lush in the Rambam, says the Magid Mishnah, is that even if the mixture took place before Pesach, that's also okay. Also, the Yochel Pesach, why? Too magic with Shechayze B'Neyor. Remember those words? I said those words a little while ago. It wakes it up. So it was Mutter, but it woke up. V'chenkos of the Hilchos Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Geyesal, one of the early Rishayim. V'yesh min ha'acharonim. Now again, when the Rishon calls acharonim, it doesn't mean what we call acharonim. It means a later Rishonim. He's actually referring to the Rosh. V'yesh min ha'acharonim cholkim b'zeh v'omrim. V'chol shen es arev kodim zmano ein ha'chayze v'neim. V'ein yisur v'mashim. U'chedivri ha'goinim roil dinog v'l'hachmir. So the Magid Mishnah, I think you should follow the goinim name l'shit v'saram. So Rabbi Sai, in one fell swoop, we just found a major machlokes of Rishonim, which we're going to call it the Rav of the Rosh. When chometz is nisbatil, whether that bittul happened on Erev Pesach, chatzais before, whatever standards were met, we have to paskin that it's okay, it's mutter. And now come Pesach, does the problem come back to life or not? So the Rosh said no, hold hutra, it's mutter, finish. And the Rosh said, and the Ram says no. Magid Mishnah says no. The Goyim and Gaius said no. It's chayzim in there. So just because we issued a psach early that it was mutter, but Now we have a new problem. The new problem is it's not Pesach. Major machlokes of Rishonim. So the real question we have to ask ourselves is this machlokes almost in a vacuum? This machlokes is the Rambam of the Rosh. This is a chomis machlokes. They're fighting it out about the nuances and the details of the chumah derabbanan and chomis of Pesach and Mashal. Or is there something much, much deeper going on here? This is something that's only expressing itself. This is the tip of the iceberg, you know, this chomis. There's something fundamental going on here in general about Isurim. When things become batel, can it become unbatel? So we already see an inkling of the Rosh. The Rosh already said, how you talking? Of course it can become unbatel. And I said under my breath, well, not everyone agrees to that. So we have a lot of work cut out for us. So hopefully that's from next week. We have to learn the sugya. The sugya really begins not in Chavetz. It really begins with Masechet Zevarizel, and hopefully we'll learn the sugya there and see how that's going to play out. It sets the stage for the Machlokes of the Rosh that plays out next week. Thank you.